Alistair Peake, CEO Shaw.
Bader Al Khalifa, Chief Communication Officer Beyond.
So, today we've launched the new look and branding and identity of Shaw, and we're now known as Shaw by Beyond, which signifies the ambition and the speed with which we're changing, actually. The investments that we're making in new networks, which we've also announced today, the rollout of a brand new 5G network during 2026 here in the Isle of Man as well, and that we're also part of a bigger group, a family of companies that's called Beyond. And maybe if I can hand you then over to Bader to talk about Beyond.
Yeah, so Beyond is a group of companies that operate in different geographical areas and has multiple verticals. Its main arm is the telecom, and also we have another arm that focuses on digital services that includes fintech, cybersecurity, and digital solutions. And Shaw has been a very important part of this group, and we have seen and witnessed the growth that Shaw has achieved in the islands, in the Isle of Man. And it's great to be here and to witness the reveal of the new brand. Not only that, but also the announcement on the future investment that's been planned for the next 5 years.
Now, before I go to the 5G, if I can just keep it back on you, I know earlier you said that you've noticed the work being done by Shaw on the island, and you noticed that the island was a good place for investment. Yeah. Can you tell us, you know, what made y'all in? Can you elaborate more further on that?
Yeah, if I may speak from the heart, to be honest, you know, it's different when, for example, Alistair speaks about Shaw because, you know, he's part of the company, but me coming in and witnessing what's been happening from kind of an outsider point of view, I was very impressed by a number of things. One, the quality of the team here. The people working for Shaw are committed, very talented, and very connected to the community. And then the sense of community and being rooted in the community, and not only thinking of the business, but also thinking of what is good for the islands in the future is very remarkable. You know, a lot of these investments would take a lot of time to yield the kind of the return that is expected. But Shaw knows that this is the right thing to do, not only for Shaw, but also for the community and for the businesses and for the economy. So that is very, very remarkable. And again, the sense of, I'm going to mention it again, of connection with the community is amazing. And I walk through the offices, I see how the people are interacting with each other, how they are connected, how they are committed to Shaw is very remarkable.
We've had lots of announcements there. We've got future investments in all the Channel Islands. We've got the rollout of fiber, well, 5G, 5G standalone, 5G standalone. And we even had some AI talk as well. Let's start with the 5G. I mean, I'm sure that will be the biggest thing at the moment, or the biggest news at the moment for Isle of Man residents once we play this out. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so our ambition is to roll out the best network on the Isle of Man. And that's a significant ambition. We're investing and committing to spend over £48 million across the Isle of Man, Jersey and Guernsey in total. So a very significant investment. And what difference this is going to make, what it's going to mean is that our customers are going to be able to use fibre networks at home or for their offices and work. But then on the move, have access as well to fibre-like gigabit services too. It will improve coverage and improve speeds on that 5G network. And it means that the island's going to be super well connected for the longer term. And that's really important to the community, but also to the economy. And because we all spend more and more of our lives and lead a more digital lifestyle these days. So whether that's working from home, whether it's for healthcare, whether it's for education, or work or play and entertainment, mobile and fixed networks are critical. They're critical infrastructure these days to the economy and to our future lives and prosperity in many ways as well.
And that rollout, that timeline, the middle of next year, is that when it's expected to be rolled out fully on the island or across the British Isles, or is that when it's going to be starting to be rolled out?
Well, we're not here today to kind of commit to a timing exact process of when exactly it's going to launch. All I can say is that we are right now in the testing phase of proving all the technology that we're installing is working. And then the plan is next year that we'll be rolling out the technology and completely and fully. So it won't be a partial rollout. Our ambition is to make sure that the whole of the Isle of Man has 5G during 2026. And that's really important. The type of the technology, the standalone technology, is the very best version of 5G. And in the UK, as a comparison, the likes of Vodafone are committing to do that kind of a rollout not until 2034. So we're going to be best part of a decade ahead of what you can get in the UK. So leapfrogging ahead of the UK and bringing that technology that future-proofs our increasingly digital lifestyles as well.
And you've also got Ericsson in on board as well. You know, bringing that to a small island, as you said earlier, you know, what does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, Ericsson is one of the biggest technology companies in the world, and we have managed to establish a very good relationship with Ericsson as a group. We couldn't have done it on our own, but as a group, we get their attention, and they have been very supportive across multiple companies and beyond, and to bring Ericsson, and it's not only you bring in the latest technology, but you bring in the latest technology, or the best technology, basically, and you're also bringing in the security aspect to it as well. So it's not only the latest technology, but the security, and making sure that, you know, your data, your information, and the equipment they use that are secured, which reflects positively on the customer.
Ericsson are the global leaders in this space. And we are bringing the global leaders' technology here to the islands, and we couldn't do that unless we were part of a bigger group, being beyond. And it is the technology, but it's also their people and skills that we're bringing in, and that means that we can roll it out very quickly, hence why I'm saying, but by the end of 2026, the whole of Isle of Man will be covered with 5G.
In terms of you know, this bigger rebranding, this bigger partnership, does it mean perhaps more local job creation?
Yeah, there are a number of things. I think, you know, of course, when you invest, you grow, and that creates more opportunities. But then I was talking to Alistair the other day, and when you're part of a group, you open up more opportunities. You know, so if you are a talented young person working, for example, here in Isle of Man, and you know, you want to progress, you want to grow within the organization, now it's not only limited here. You can work anywhere under the group. You can travel, get that experience, come back, take a leadership role. So this is the beauty of having a group. You're not restricted, you know, to a certain hierarchy or certain structure in one specific place. The opportunities are open. You can go work on assignments, be seconded, you know, fill a role in another part of the group, gain that experience, come back, take on a leadership role. So this is what we want to promote and use kind of exchange programs and so forth. And this has already been an effect. We have people working in Betelco and Bahrain, for example, or beyond and Bahrain, who worked in Shul for many years, and they come from here, and they took on a very important roles in the group.
And speaking of opportunity, I know you're also exploring the opportunity to perhaps partner with maybe businesses and work together on AI and creating a more secure AI network, if I'm phrasing it right.
Yeah, so today we have a number of customers who are using our cloud platforms in our data centers to run their servers, basically. And we run 2,500 virtual servers for businesses across the Isle of Man and the Channel Islands. And the reason why those customers like to use Shore for those services is partly because they can keep their data on the Isle of Man, and secondly, because they can manage their costs and their budgets in a better way than they could as if they were using the hyperscale services by the likes of Microsoft and Amazon as well. So that we think that there's an opportunity potentially, and we're hearing businesses talk about the same type of demands for AI that we see with cloud, whereby they could run their AI processes and processing, but keeping the know-how in those models, the training of those models, local, and to keep the IP of that contained to their business as well, so that they're not sharing bright ideas with lots of other people. And but very importantly, just keeping the data processed locally. So there's an opportunity there, I think, to do that. That would require quite significant investment from Shore to get that going, but we're looking to see, can we create some proof of concepts, potentially working with local governments to see if there's a public-private partnership there as well, and develop that theme and see where it takes us.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.